This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegenbusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, a good Saturday afternoon to you here on Scores Broadcast after we presented to you a morning clash from Sydney High School on scoresbroadcast.com. And that game featured Fort Loramie and Cedarville girls. The Indians won the district over the Redskins 42-39. This afternoon, we've got a second round clash in the boys Division 7 district tournament at Piqua. It'll be Rushi and Franklin Monroe coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Right now, down below us on the Garber Gym floor, it's Jackson Center against Newton, and it's 32-28. Jackson Center in the lead with just under 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And Jackson Center pushed the lead out to 8 at 1 moment in the second period. And Newton has clawed right back into the game. Rushi 11-12, finished 7-5, fourth place in the Shelby County Athletic League against Franklin Monroe. 13-7 on the year, 7-4 in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. That's our game coming up shortly. We'll return with more from here at Pickler's Garber Gym in a few minutes. This is scores.gas.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to Pickwish Garbery Gym. A couple minutes left in the game taking place right now down on the court beneath us. 36-30, Jackson Center in the lead by 6 over Newton. Scoreboard clock just flashed 2:04 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Earlier today here on scoresbroadcast.com, Cedarville took the measure of the Fort Loramie girls, 42-39. A three-point win to Cedarville, which never trailed. Up the lead early on to 14-5. Got off to a good start. Maria Christian poured in 26 points to pace the Indians to victory. Liza Puppelman had 11 for Fort Loramie, which finished the year 15-10. Advancing on Cedarville with 8 losses on the year so far. Cedarville now 17-8 with the triumph today over Fort Loramie. Coming up here shortly, it's Rushi against Franklin Monroe. On paper, looks like a pretty even Steven game. Rushi Raiders, under first-year head coach Devin Lindberg, have had a good season. Could be better had the Raiders managed to reverse those series of 7-point losses to Jackson Center, Troy Christian, and Bell Fountain. Lost them all, 46-39 to Jackson Center, 48-41 to Troy Christian, 54-47 to Bell Fountain, and 35-33 on the road at Miami East. Those games decided by just a couple of turnovers, a few made or missed baskets. Rushi could have won one or more of those games. Each was decided in the fourth quarter. But Rushi's coming off a nice 68-44 triumph here in the tourney over Ansonia. Voisard scored 16, Unverford 15, Grosjean 13, Bergman 12, as the Raiders under Coach Lindbergh got balanced scoring in that win over Ansonia. Rushi Raiders last year, perfection, 29-0, won the D7 state championship. Spencer Cordonia was at the helm. He has stepped aside, of course, as we all know, but now Devin Lindbergh doing a very creditable job in year number one at the helm. Earned the stripes over in the WOAC, coaching at Ansonia. Devin came up through the coaching ranks there before reaching the varsity, was the head man for 4 years, tutored for a couple under Spencer Cordonier, and has led Rushi to an 11-12 year. A win today would give the Raiders a 12-12 mark, 50-50 split in 24 games on the season. That kind of balance Rushi got in the win over Ansonia is just what the doctor ordered. That's what Rushi needs. It's a team which has anywhere from four to a half dozen young men who can reach double digits on any given night. That spells danger for the opposition's defense. Rushi hoping for that kind of contribution throughout the starting five and the first few subs off the bench here in this game this afternoon. Meanwhile, Franklin Monroe is coached by a veteran, Troy Myers. You'll recognize the name. He's done a very good job at the helm of FM. Outstanding mark this year, 13-7, 7-4 record in the WOAC. Last two seasons, 21-5, 18-6, 10-1 in the WOAC, 9-2 in league play. Can't beat that. Coach Myers has done a very good job running the program at Franklin Monroe. And he's got a scorer, Lucas Brenner, 15.4 points a game. Another one, Blake Riffle, 14.4 points a game. Two fine performers. Rushi will have its hands full with both Brenner and Riffle in this game coming up shortly. 39-32, Jackson Center's widened the gap over Newton to 7. Just over a minute to play in the fourth quarter. Game coming up next on scoresbroadcast.com features Rushi, Franklin Monroe, right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhart Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhart is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhart can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhart Homes.
Corey Eisenhart was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhart Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhart kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHart.
on the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And as you are rejoined here at Pickler's Garbage Gym, Jackson Center has just edged out Newton 43-37. Jackson Center advancing on to play on Wednesday night. We'll take a more detailed look at the brackets for you shortly. There is a chance here on Wednesday at Pickler's Garbage Gym that Jackson Center and Rushi collide. Also, Layman Catholic in a game opposite that one. If that's the case, should Rushi win in the game upcoming against Franklin Monroe and meet Jackson Center, we'll be back here on Wednesday night. The other matchup would include Layman Catholic. Again, Franklin Monroe and Rushi just around the corner. Both teams walking off the floor here at Pickler's Garbage Gym as Jackson Center downs Newton. It was hard-earned, not an easy victory for the Tigers. 43-37, the final. Rushi boys, as I mentioned, excellent balance. We talked about it several minutes ago. You've got Cooper Unverfurth leading the way at 10.2 points a game, nearly five rebounds, 2.5 assists, better than 1.5 steals, 62% free throw shooter, 44% from the floor for Cooper, who was second team all Shelby County Athletic League. Grant Bergman, over 8 points a game, nearly six rebounds, almost one block per outing, 62% at the stripe, 49% from the floor. Cash Grogene, 7 points a game, 2.5 rebounds, over one assist, one plus steals per contest. 63% at the free throw line. Michael Voisard, 6.3 points a game, 4-plus rebounds, 53% shooting from the floor for Voisard, but less than 50% at the free throw line. Maddox Gubo, 6 a game, 3.3 rebounds, 80% at the stripe. Paxson Bixler, 2.2 points a game, 1.6 assists per contest. Carter Haney, a little over 4 points a game, 40% on threes, 46% from the floor, 50% from the free throw line. Tell you what, Chuck, a number of these Rushi Raiders shoot the ball significantly better from the floor than they do from the free throw line.
I've never understood that. I mean, free throws are elbow and repetition. And I just don't understand. But, hey, sometimes it's easier to play to score when somebody's in your face. I never enjoyed that.
Now, Rushi girls, similar situation. Free throw shooting well under 60%. But pretty good balance shooting across the roster from the floor. Same case for the Rushi boys. Let's take a look briefly here at Franklin Monroe as the scoreboard clock shows 19 minutes till tip. Rushi and FM upcoming here on scorersbroadcast.com. Devin Lindberg, head coach of Rushi. Troy Myers, head man at FM. Lucas Brenner, Blake Riffle, 15.4 and 14.4 respectively. Brenner, 56% shooter from the floor, averages 6.6 rebounds, 33% from the arc. Riffle at 33% from the arc, 72% at the stripe for Riffle. Braden Gilbert, best three-point shooter on the team, 38%. He's a 5'10 junior guard, 8.6 points per game for Gilbert. So those are your top three scorers. Brenner, 15.4, Riffle, 14.4, and Gilbert, 8.6. Gilbert, the better long-range shooter of the three. But Brenner and Riffle are averaging 15.4 and 14.4, respectively. Other players who contribute, Evan Addis, 6-foot sophomore, 3.4 points a game. Grady Myers, who will likely start, 6-foot soft, 5.3 points a game. And Ben Denlinger, 6-foot senior, 2.8 points per game. A lot of blue here at Pickwas Garbrey Gym. Of course, it's already adorned with red and blue, showcasing the colors of PHS, the Pickwa Indians. But Rushi in blue, Franklin Monroe in blue, warming up. Only difference, both teams have got the blue tops, the blue warm-up jerseys. Rushi with the mustard gold and blue striped pants. And the warm-up slacks for Franklin Monroe are blue and white pinstripes. We'll have more from here at Garbrey Gym and Pickwa in a few minutes. Upcoming, the Raiders and Franklin Monroe on scorersbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Pickwa, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
And we are back here at Pickwa's Garbrey Gym. Earlier today on scoresbroadcast.com, Cedarville edged the Fort Loramie girls 42-39. Ending the Redskins campaign at 15-10. Advancing on is Cedarville, now 17-8, to play in the regional on Wednesday at Vandalia Butler at 7:30 against Mississinewa or Middletown Christian. The opponent for Rushi here in the game we're about to cover on Scores Broadcast is Franklin Monroe, a team that won at Mississinewa by two back in December, 46-44. Played Preble Shawnee pretty tough 4 days later, losing 40-30. And Preble Shawnee's mighty good. FM beat Legacy Christian on Saturday, January 24th, 52-50. Has a nice win over Ansonia by five, a team that Rushi manhandled here in the tournament. And then Franklin Monroe down the stretch defeated Belmont and Houston. In between those two wins, a loss at National Trail. So Franklin Monroe's been a little tough to figure out. It's a team that's been far better at home than on the road. The club won its first three, has won its last three of four, so it's playing better basketball heading into the tournament. Taking a close look at the schedule for Franklin Monroe, last game played by FM Saturday, February 14th. That's been quite a layoff for FM. We'll see how that plays out in this game here today. Good crowd filing in across the way. Everybody far side in blue, down below us blue as well, school colors. Both schools, a lot of blue. Of course, the Raiders, blue and gold. Franklin Monroe, blue and white. Upper bowl was pretty well packed for Jackson Center Newton. Mm-hmm. It has thinned out. Chuck, we witnessed Jackson Center pull away late in the fourth quarter. Tigers got off to a good start. Middle third of the game, I thought, was owned by Newton. Jackson Center on a little bit of a rush here late in the season, having nipped Anna to grab second place in the SCAL late in the campaign, 42-40.
That was a big win.
Yep, so some momentum for the Tigers heading into next round action on Wednesday. And if I check the bracket right, we could see a Rushi-Jackson Center matchup on Wednesday evening.
That would be a good one.
We'll take a break. We'll return with starting lineups for you in about 3 or 4 minutes. Rushi, Franklin Monroe, Raiders, and FM here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, let's take a look at the schedule ahead here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, on Monday night, we are at Northmont, 4:55 airtime, 5:25 tip. Anna boys play Arcanum. On Tuesday night, we've got one game here at Piqua, 7:30 tip featuring Botkins on the air at 6:55. Botkins boys in action, a single contest on Tuesday. On Wednesday night, it is a twin bill, a doubleheader. Game one at 6, Layman against Legacy Christian. And then game two on Wednesday night will pit Jackson Center versus the winner of this game. We'll bypass the girls' D7 regional on Wednesday night. Unfortunately, a major conflict between Vandalia Butler and Piqua. D7 girls, D7 boys. That's our schedule through Wednesday. Rushi Raiders have returned to the floor. Let's check out starting lineups for tonight's game between Rushi and Franklin Monroe. It's really not nighttime yet. We've done a game already today. it feels like it should be evening.
You mean because I can't stop yawning?
We're both, yes, we're both tired and fatigued. That earlier game was up and down the court, wore me out, Chuck.
Yep.
It must have been close to 40 turnovers between the two teams.
Yep.
Fort Loramie and Cedarville. Cedarville won it by 3, 42 to 39. Here are the starters for the visiting club, Rushi, which wears that gold uniform here tonight. The road club is Rushi. I like that gold with blue and white piping. Starting five is as follows. Cash Grojean, Paxson Bixler at guards. Grojean 5'10", junior. Bixler 5'7", freshman. Cooper Underfirth at a wing, 6-foot senior. Grant Bergman in the opening five, 6'3", junior. And Michael Voisard, a 6'4" senior. That's the opening five for the Rushi Raiders. Underfirth at 10.2 points a game. Bergman 8.3. Grojean 7.2. Voisard at 6.3. Paxson Bixler at 2.2. Off the bench, Maddox Gubo at 6 a game. And Carter Haney 4.3. Those are two outstanding subs for the Raiders. For Franklin Monroe, the opening five, Lucas Brenner. He wears zero on his back, 6'1". He is a senior guard, shoots the three ball at 33%, averaging 15.4, 6.6 rebounds a game, and a 56% field goal shooter is Brenner. Braden Gilbert, 8.6 a game, 38% behind the arc, 5'10 junior. Blake Riffle, 14.4 per outing, 72% at the stripe, 33% on the arc. Evan Addis, a likely starter, 6-foot sophomore, 3.4 a game. And Grady Myers, 5.3 per contest, a soft at 6-foot. Ben Denlinger off the bench will see quite a bit of action as well. 6-foot senior, 2.8 points per game. Devin Lindberg, head coach of Rushi. Troy Myers, head man for FM. We've got the opening tip upcoming. Rushi, Franklin Monroe on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience advanced machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building component, defense for sure. Rushi can play a very sticky man-to-man defense, employing as many as seven or eight pretty quick athletes. Franklin Monroe has had a little difficulty with pressure over the course of the season. Could become a big factor in this game. That's the key building component, the pressure from the Rushi Raiders. It opens the door to success. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Opening tip to start the game, won by Rushi. Raiders attack down below. We are at the south end of Pickler's Garber Gym as Franklin Monroe settles back into a 2-3 zone to initiate play here this afternoon.
Much better venue this morning at Sydney than Pickwick gives us.
Here is Berkman, far corner of the floor, goes to Underfirth. Rushi tries to size up this zone defense. Nice cross-court skip pass. Three-pointer in the corner of the floor. Wow. He is missed on the play by Grosjean. Tipped in by Bergman. Grant Bergman, Johnny on the spot. He cleaned up below the rim. And it's a 2-0 lead for Rushi. Franklin Monroe, forecourt, far end. It is Brenner. Brenner gives it up 30 feet away to Braxton Cool, who gets the starting nod tonight. Cool down inside to Blake Riffle, and he banks it in. A lot of contact.
That was strong.
Riffle scores. He survived that contact and put in the deuce. 6:48 left to go, first quarter, tied at two. Braxton Cool, 5'9 sophomore guard, starting the game for Franklin Monroe, and they're to hound Rushi's guards. A little better matchup in terms of size and quickness. Ball knocked out of bounds by FM. Here's Underfirth to Bergman, foul line. Oh, they get to work on the zone. A good secondary pass down inside to Voisard. Shot no good. Rebound slammed out by FM, and Rushi will throw in. Baseline left to the basket.
That was great ball movement. Just missed the layup.
Rushi very good at not sticking the ball out on the perimeter. They work it nicely. Inbounds pass, Raiders. Goes to the three-point shooter, Bixler. A long one is in the air. In and out, no good. Rebound, Franklin Monroe. Here come the Jets down the floor. Ball thrown outside the arc to Blake Riffle. Riffle gave it up, got it back. Riffle hands it off on the play to Gilbert. Back to Riffle. Straight away on the bounce. It's Evan Addis, 6-foot sophomore guard. He's out near midcourt now. Game tied at two. We played 2 minutes. Here's Lucas Brenner, top of the circle, foul line. Journeys down the lane. Left-handed shot is good. 4-2, Franklin Monroe.
Just wide open, and he just laid it down the lane. Nobody picked him up.
Well done by FM. Good offensive set. Franklin Monroe daring Rushi to shoot the three. Zone defense. Straight away with the ball, it's Paxton Bixler. Here's a cross-court skip pass to Grosjean. Short corner, Bergman. Bergman sets and shoots the three. Swisharoo! Bergman out of the corner. Rushi 5, Franklin Monroe 4.
He's been on a roll, boy.
Nearly 3 minutes gone. Opening quarter, we had a moving screen. It goes against FM.
You got to call with Kyle Bachman. You're going to know what the call is.
Exactly.
You never have to guess what he called.
He's got a little bit of a theatrical flavor to it.
He's been a hot dog since I knew him in the seventh grade.
Very demonstrative on the mechanics. Here is Rushi attacking up 5-4. Near side of the court, it is Paxson Bixler. Stepping inside the arc on the far side is Grogene. Left-hand jumper, hit the ring, rebound in the corner by FM. It goes to Brenner. 4:52 to go in the first. 5-4, Rushi. Weave is on, out front, Addis. Wants to curl down the lane, can't do it, picks up the dribble. 20 feet away now. Good overplay, Rushi. Steel Raiders. Unreferred swipes it, then he's bumped as FM tried to get it back.
Oh, they called it on Underberth.
Ooh. Wow.
I didn't like that call either.
I thought that was a pretty clean steal by Cooper. And then I believe there was contact against Cooper after he got possession. And the officials do exchange communication. I disagree with that call.
So do the other two officials.
I think so. Anyway, it's FM's ball. It does get resolved. 4:30 left to go here in the first. 25 feet away, it is Braxton Cool. He goes cross-court to Brenner. Brenner tries to work one-on-one. He's hounded in the lane. Cool's got it on the arc. Straight away, Gilbert. Now FM retreats to midcourt. Rushi leading 5-4, 4:12 to go first period. Holding the ball at the Indians logo for FM is Brenner. Nearly swiped on the play by Unreferth. And then Unreferth does pick his pocket. And then Unreferth starts up the floor. And that clearly is a foul by FM against Unreferth. Very similar to what happened 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, well, Brenner trying to handle the ball too much. He's just standing there pounding it. They need to get some ball movement.
That's a good observation, Chuck. Frank Monroe, unlike Rushi, not working the ball nearly as well. Attacking the zone, Raiders. Unreferth, straightaway Bixler. Unreferth, Bergman, deep right corner. That's Carter Haney who's checked in now. Very good three-point shooter. He's in there to serve up some bombs against this zone. And there he goes. Look out. Good.
Good call.
Haney right on cue. Three ball straight away. Beautiful looking shot. Fine rotation. Strong form. 8-4 Rushi. 3:20 left here in the first quarter. Here's a dribble drive down the floor by Franklin Monroe into the corner. It looked like Rushi was not clearly set at all, but it's ruled a charge. Raiders will take it.
That is the second foul on Ripple, and that is bigger than the call.
That hurts. That hurts. Blake Ripple, 14.4 points a game, 6'1 junior. He's picked up two. Clearly looked like the Rushi defender was sliding, moving backwards which way.
No doubt. Hey, I'm rooting for Rushi, and that was a bad call.
3:20 to go here in the first quarter, 8-4 in favor of Rushi. A couple of big made threes have ignited the Raiders. Haney and Bergman over top of the zone. Haney, instant offense off the bench. Unreferth, right wing. Short corner, Haney. Another three, skimmed off the rim. Rebound volleyballed. Cool's got it for FM. Here is Cool in backcourt. He's on the bounce with it. Ball delivered 30 feet away to Brenner. Here's a baseline drive by FM. On the arc to Gilbert. Gilbert 35 feet away. Bounce pass to Cool. Cool juggles over and back. Rushi possession. 2:39 to go in the first. 8-4 Raiders. Inbounding at midcourt. Rushi. Chance to put some separation between it and FM. Could go up 6, maybe 7. Zone defense applied still. In the ballgame now for Rushi is Gubo. Here's a short corner jumper by Maddox. He stepped back behind the arc and hit it. No coverage by FM. Baseline and corners are available. The zone is not working out real well for the Jets. 11-4 in favor of Rushi with 2:06 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Franklin Monroe dumping it down inside. A good wide open shot for Reed Brumbaugh in off the bench. Good defense at the last second by Rushi. Shot is short. Raiders snared the rebound. Here's Gubo down to Bergman. Left corner three ball. Strong. Rebound FM. Jets player was pulled down. No call. FM quickly up the floor. Very bad pass. Ill-advised. Right to Bergman. And then a foul. FM trying to get the ball back. Right now the Jets, Chuck, throwing passes where their players are not positioned.
Yeah, well, their zone has given up three threes, and offensively, Rifle is their man. He's out sitting with two fouls now. They don't have a lot of offense.
Here is Carter Heaney, 35 feet away. On top, it goes to Grogi, near side to Gubo. Gubo wears zero on his back, straight away to Heaney. Heaney picks up his dribble, needs assistance. Nobody guarding him.
Yep,
no count was on. Here's Bixler, top of the circle. Gubo enters the paint, throws opposite to Heaney. Long trifecta, hit the flange, kicked away, rebound FM. 11-4, Rushi, a minute to go, first quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Jets have it, 35 feet away, it's Cool. Cool on the bounce, still dribbling. Gives it up outside the arc to Evan Addis. Addis being hounded closely by the Raiders' Michael Voisard. Rushi's defense has been splendid. It has really covered up Franklin Monroe. Foul called away from the action.
Double foul.
40 seconds to go in the first quarter. 4 points for FM. That's it. A foul each way. Some jockeying going on underneath the basket. As a result, you look at the arrow, and it favors FM, which will throw in with 40 ticks on the clock late in the first. Rushi enjoys a 7-point lead. Jets need some offense. Rushi's defense, which I commented in the pregame, it was our major building component, brought to you by Francis Schulze. Raiders' defense has been stellar. Jets throwing the ball around 30, 40 feet away. Nearly stolen by Rushi. Franklin Monroe on the attack. Baseline left. It is Brad Gilbert. Turnaround 15-footer. No good. Strong rebound on the play. Rushi. Oh, my goodness. It's ruled a held ball. Voisard came away with it clean. Not sure how that results in out-of-bounds FM.
Nobody they got an offensive rebound out of it.
13.1 to go here in the first. Rushi up 7, 11-4. Baseline right of the basket. Inbounded, far corner, Brumbaugh. Straight away, Riffle down the left side of the lane to the rack. Left-handed, good, with 7.1 left. A lot of contact, foul. Count the goal. A chance for an and one for Blake Riffle of Franklin Monroe. He's playing with, what, two fouls, Chuck?
Playing with two, and they didn't really have any choice because without him, they don't have any offense. So
right.
He got them two. You just got to kind of coach this thing, and you're doing situations, putting him in and out of the game.
Yep. He tries to complete the three-point play. Missed it. Rebound Rushi, 5 seconds to go. Up the floor, outside the arc is Gubo. Traveling with 1.7 left before Rushi can shoot the shot. 11-6 Raiders. FM gets it in backcourt. Down 5. Let's see if Rushi can prevent a shot. Don't want to commit a foul here, although the Raiders have only fouled 3 times. Here is Franklin Monroe inbounding midcourt on the run. It's caught on the play. The Lucas Sprinter. He gets off a 25-footer. No good off the front of the iron. First quarter's in the books. Rushi 11, Franklin Monroe 6. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
The Plaza Mbakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, we start quarter number two. The first 8 minutes were good for Rushi. 11-6 lead. Raiders with possession down below us. Top of the circle, it is Paxton Bixler. Gives it up deep right corner, Grojean. Grojean hits Unverfurth at the mid-post, makes the extra pass down low to Bergman. Little reverse half hook is good.
Good attack. A good attack of the zone right there.
Well done, Raiders. Fine zone offense. Timeout, head coach Myers of FM, 13-6 Rushi. Half minute gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here is Franklin Monroe inbounding. Pressure from Rushi. Jets still have the ball in backcourt. Count is on. 6, 7, 8. Cool. Just barely got it across in time. I was watching the count from referee Bachman. Here's a push-off foul against the Raiders. Rushi really harassing every single one of FM's players. Full length of the court. Raiders defense has been relentless so far. 7:16 left in the second. 13-6 Rushi. Ball entered into backcourt. Handled there by Brenner. Brenner with the ball for FM. He's got a field goal for two so far. 35 feet away, it's Cool. Cool on the bounce. Throws it near side. Rushi spoils the pass, and then it goes off of a white jersey eventually. Raiders ball. I tell you what, Chuck, Rushi's attention to detail in this game has been very good.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing well. Probably wish they were scoring a little bit more, but other than that, they're playing really well and attacking this zone.
Here's Gubo, deep shot, far left corner. Unverfurth gave it to him in good shooting position. Shot wide. Rebound down to FM. Here's a quick three. 28-footer. Yes. Brayden Gilbert lights it up. Woo, that was a long one. Man, oh, man. That was from out there on 25A somewhere. 13-9. Rushi up four after the triple by FM. 6:16 to go here in the second quarter. Ball thrown short corner. Bergman dances along the baseline. Banks it. No good, but a foul on FM. Again, you go short corner. You get the ball down in that zone soft spot. Go to work.
They don't have a whole lot of size, so Bergman having his way down there.
Yep. Couple free ones for Grant. Dips the knees. No good. Off the heel. 6:10 to go, second quarter. Rushi up 4, 13-9. Earlier, first game here at Piqua today. Jackson Center 43, Newton 37. Winner of this game, Rushi FM takes on Jackson Center
on Wednesday night. Second free throw, it hopped around. It skipped off the iron, and the board comes to FM. Dribble drive down the right side of the lane, running hard toward the basket, and flipping it in on the go is Mr. Zero, Lucas Brenner. He's a tough customer. 6'1 senior, broad-shouldered, plays strong. FM's cut it to two. Deep corner, Haney. Short corner, Bergman. Underfirst got it, 15 feet away. Behind him to Haney. Long three, barely caught iron. Rebound Jets. They've turned up the pressure with that zone. They've tightened down the screws. Rushi in jeopardy of getting tied up here. Here's Brenner on the arc. Goes to the elbow. 16-footer. Off the back iron. Long rebound. Pinballed around. Bodies fly. Foul on Rushi. 13-11 Raiders. 5:14 to go. Second quarter. Jets will inbound below the rim. Back on the floor is Blake Riffle for Franklin Monroe. Here's a weak pass on the arc, but the Jets deflected by Bergman, stolen by Bergman, and then a push-off foul against FM, Chuck.
He just picked up his third foul right there. Tipped the ball away, and instead of just backing off because he's got two, he went up, hammered him. Now he's going to sit down for the rest of the half, probably.
Uh-oh, that hurts the Jets, no question. Riffle picks up foul number three. Averaging 14.4 points a game. That's a tough one for FM. Here's Haney on the arc for Rushi, which leads by two. 4:50 to go, second quarter. Straightaway unreferred, outside the arc on the left. It is Bixler. Cross court to Haney. He muffed it, got it back. He beat Cool to the ball. Haney, Bergman, Rogine, opposite corner. Fakes right, goes left inside the arc. Gives it to the three-point shooter. It's Bixler. Yes, sir. Paxson Bixler almost out of bounds in front of the FM cheerleaders. Deep corner three ball. 16-11. Rushi up five.
Grogine got in the lane, found him in the corner. Nice play.
Here is Braden Gilbert, top of the circle for FM. Hand off to Evan Addis. Five-point game. Rushi leads. Half the second quarter gone by. Here's a screen for Brenner. He dances into the lane and then pivots, throws it back out. Here's Braden Gilbert. Gilbert down the right sideline. Time out, Jets. He trailed the five. Rushi 16, FM 11. 3:55 to go in the second. On scores, broadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Oh, so many thanks to Loramie Brewing Company. You'll have a blast enjoying trivia every other Wednesday night at Loramie Brewing, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. And the food at Loramie Brewing is amazing. Not the typical greasy bar food. You'll love the Lent menu. It's great. Salmon filet and Brussels sprouts, cod sandwiches and shrimp tacos. Lenten pizza lovers can sink their teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin-dip salmon pizza at Loramie Brewing. Jets have the ball down five after the timeout. Cool. Top of the circle. Handoff on the play to Gilbert. Gilbert down the right side of the lane. Stops. Pivots. Leads it back out to Reed Brumball. He's being guarded for 5 seconds. That's a turnover. 3:16 to go. Second quarter. Rushi up five. and at Loramie Brewing, plenty on the kids' menu. That sounds like me. Cheese pizza, grilled cheese, mac and cheese. Carry out, eat in, order online. Loramie Brewing Company, make it a family affair. 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Loramie Brewing Company. Here's a fadeaway shot just outside the arc, near corner, under first, three ball, hits it.
Oh, that's big. That's five threes against this zone, and that's the first shot that Cooper's gotten off in the game.
19-11. Here's a dribble drive to FM down the left side of the lane. Here's a wild hook shot. It goes in, but maybe the foul is on the floor.
Yeah, they called it before, but it is on Umberforth, and that's his second.
They could have called continuation there. Didn't break.
Thought it should have been.
Yep, break Rushi. Here's FM. Ball at the high post. Now down to the low post. Handled there by Riffle. Shot faking a foul. It goes on Rushi. Offensive player was Evan Addis, who was hemmed in, crowded too aggressively. Two free throws for Addis. 19-11 Rushi after the triple by Unverfirth. Foul shot, no good. 2:42 to go, second quarter. Raiders have made threes, as Chuck said, five of them from five different spots on the floor, maybe two from the near corner here, right down below us. Second shot up and in. 19-12 on the board. Rushi up seven. 2:37 to go here in the second quarter. Haney gives it up, far corner, Unverfirth. Into the post, Bergman. On the arc to Grosjean for three, short. Rebound punched around, and coming away with the ball is Gilbert for Franklin Monroe. Gilbert hop step and a jump down the left side of the lane. Flips it back to Cool on the arc. 2:13 left. Second quarter of action. Awkward drive through the lane by Addis. One-handed shot fading away, short. Rebound down to Rushi. Empty possession, FM. Here's Gubo inside the top of the key. High left to Carter Haney. He's made a three in this game. Gubo fakes the pass, elects to shoot straight on. Triple, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Addis for FM. A minute 42 to go, second quarter. Rushi up seven. Here's Brenner walking it up and over the timeline. He fakes right, goes left. Oh, sloppy dribble stolen by Gubo. This game reminds me of the previous one, Chuck. Jackson Center led Newton 18-12 at the half. This one's 19-12. A minute 12 to go in the second quarter. Pass near side to Haney. Haney top of the circle. It is Grosjean. Grosjean hangs on. Right back to Haney, pitch and catch. 1 minute on the board. Late second quarter, Rushi up seven, 19-12. Ball thrown down the right side, and head coach Kevin Lindberg gets a timeout. Rushi up seven, inside a minute to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch is in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members, at transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, 937-498-7282. For more info, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Rushi possession, defensive foul. Number three on FM in the quarter. 39.9 to go till halftime. Rushi 19, Jets 12. Ball inbounded, midcourt, on the dribble. Bixler outside the arc on the left is Haney. FM defensive players on the arc jumping up and down. Bixler near side, Gubo, 23 to go, second quarter. Rushi up 7. They look for Voisard on the block. Opposite corner, Bergman. Haney, straight away, Grojean. Grojean checked, but cool. Uh-oh, Grojean gets in a pickle. Good call by the referee. Walking. Yep. Steps taken. 10.2 to go. Second quarter of this game. A chance for FM to cut it to 4 or 5 at intermission. May not seem like a big possession, but it really is. To give the Jets momentum into the locker room at the break. Here's Cool in backcourt. He's in no hurry. 5 seconds to go. Cool stops his dribble at the Indians logo. Under a second left. FM is not alert. Jets fell asleep. Rucci's defense was good. Shot was not taken. Kind of hard to believe.
Yeah.
19-12, Rushi in the lead after one half of play. 19-12 Raiders. Hey, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your go-to store. We've got on the shelves what you wanted. We've got Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, Hunt Brothers Pizza. Schaefer Market features hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop. With fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps, you'll love that new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, too. On the other end of town, the North Loramie drive-thru, now the Schaefer drive-thru. You can grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. Pick up all your Schaefer Market grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. And stop by Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, on the south end of town for all the new items and your old favorites. Schaefer Market's gallon give back program at the pumps is also a good idea. Low pricing all the time, plus a penny from each gallon of gas sold goes directly to a public service endeavor in West Central Ohio. And Schaefer RV Storage, also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54. Email Holly Schaefer, holly at schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly at schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Halftime at Piqua, 19-12 Rushi. Jackson Center beat Newton earlier, 43-37. And this morning at 11 o'clock at Sydney, in a girls' D7 district championship, Fort Loramie was beaten by Cedarville. Final tally, 42-39. Raiders up 7 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing.
Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
It is halftime at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borger's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Raiders up 7 at the break, Chuck.
Well, and looking at the team stats first, 13-9 rebounding advantage for the Jets. Both teams have 2 offensive rebounds. The Raiders only turned it twice in the first half. Frank Monroe turned it 8 times. 1 of 3 from the free throw line for the Jets. The Raiders went twice, missed them both. Individual scoring, Lucas Brenner has 4, Blake Riffle has 4, Braden Gilbert has 3, and Addis hit a free throw. They scored 6 in each quarter, 12 for the half. Rushi led by Bergman with 7, and then Gubo, Pixler, Underfirth, and Haney all hit 1-3 for 3 points. They scored 11-8, and they lead it 19-12 at the half.
And we are being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Pickwick. Arbery Jim, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. As we look ahead at our broadcast schedule, of course, Monday night, 5:30 tip, Anna Boys against Arcanum at Northmont. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday nights, it looks like more than likely we've got doubleheaders. On Tuesday night, Fort Loramie will meet Cedarville Boys at 6. And in the second game of that doubleheader on Tuesday night, it's Bodkins against Springfield Catholic Central. On Wednesday night, two games. Lehman plays at 6, and it could be Jackson Center-Rushi at 7:30 on Wednesday. Good start to the third quarter for Franklin Monroe as the Jets shake broom ball loose for a nifty driving layup down the left side of the lane. Good cut, fine feed, two-point field goal, 19-14. Rushi up 5. We start the second half. Bergman in the lane. Feeds Grosjean out of the right corner. His southpaw 3 clangs off the iron. Rebound Jets. They're off and running. Franklin Monroe down the floor on the arc to Riffle. Riffle sees an avenue. He blisters his way to the basket. What a drive.
Woo. Yeah, he came out of here and he's got 4.5. He got 4 already in the third quarter.
That was one great creation by Blake Riffle. He stormed to the rim down the left lane line. Powered his way to the hoop, put it through. Two straight goals by FM to start the second half, and it's 19-16. Rushi by 3. Zone defense, Jets. Ball thrown to the post. Short corner, Bergman. Down low on the left. It's a wide pass. Goes out of bounds. Momentum FM to start the second half.
Well, they hung in the game.
Yep.
With Riffle sitting on the bench, and now he comes out and gets them 4. That made him excited.
And it looks like that zone defense, Chuck, has kind of tightened up the air spots.
Yeah, they're forcing them to shoot 3s.
Here is Franklin Monroe attacking left side of the floor. It goes on the play to Riffle. Outside the arc to the 3-point shooter. Long one by Brenner. Hits the heel. Long rebound, Bixler, Rushi. 19-16 Raiders. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Far right wing, Unverfirth. Straight away, Bixler. Bergman foul line. Unverfirth baseline right. 10 feet away, doesn't shoot. Outside the arc on the left to Grosjean. Bixler nearly double dribbled, stepped inside the arc. Didn't take the jumper. Retreats. Bergman, elbow left. On the arc, Grosjean. Into the post, on the arc, Bixler. Good ball passing. Bergman low in the left. Offensive foul. Might have been somewhat of a flop. The official was right there. Sold it. We play on. Again, momentum. FM starting the second half. 19-16 game. Rushi yet to score in 2.5 minutes.
Well, they haven't exactly had an offensive explosion in the first half.
Nope. Jets down 3. Hanging around. Here's Cool to Riffle on the arc. Riffle cuts to the lane. Catches the pass. Veers off into the corner. Goes to Gilbert. High left. Still behind the arc. Here's Braxton Cool near the Indians logo midcourt. 5:12 to go, third quarter. Rushi up 3. Top of the circle, Riffle. There he goes, exploding down the lane. He drew a 2-shot foul. Riffle and Brenner, mighty, mighty good. Averaging over 30 points a game between them.
Well, I'll tell you what, it would have been great if Bergman would have just stepped in there and taken that charge instead of swinging at him.
Yep.
I think that fourth foul on him would have been huge.
Yep, two free throws here for Franklin Monroe to cut Rushi's lead to one. Foul shot on the way. Yep. Bumped in by Riffle. We got a timeout for the Raiders, whose lead has been shaved to two. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Welcome back to Pickwick's Garbage Gym. Things have gotten a bit snug. The lead for Rushi was 7 at the break. It's now 2. And a free throw coming up here for Riffle for FM. Blake Riffle, 14.4 per game on the year. 72% foul shooter. He made the first one before the timeout. That one rolls around, and it's good. 19-18. Rushi's lead is 1 as the 6'1 junior Riffle hits 2 at the stripe. Attacking Haney, right side of the floor, Rushi. Rushi made 5 threes against the zone first half. Ball thrown to Umberforth in the lane. He dives toward the basket, shot it strong. Rebound out high. It goes to Grojean. Bombs away. Good inside the arc, a long two. Franklin Monroe beats pressure down the floor. Layup, broom ball, no good. Good rebound, Rushi. Broom ball over the back. Big turn of events right there as Franklin Monroe missed a pretty easy one and then fouled.
Well, I'm going to give the referee kudos because on the rebound, he waited to see if the contact was going to make a difference.
Yep.
And then he made the call. I like that.
Yep, I do too. Well done by the man in stripes. Haney on the arc for Rushi. Bounce pass Grojean. Grojean head of the key back to Haney, right corner. Rushi up 3, 21-18. 4:12 to go, third quarter. Here is Dubo, left wing. Boisard is in the post right now. Top of the circle, it is Grojean. Thought about shooting. Fed it to Dubo. Short corner, Boisard. I like that. Got it to Unverfurth in the lane. He didn't pull the trigger. Now it's Boisard. Unverfurth splits a couple defenders and has the ball raked away, but his arm was yanked on. Good call by the referee. 3:49 to go, third quarter. Rushi up 3, 21-18. Left of the rim. Rushi inbounds, gets it to Unverfurth, 7 feet away, low on the right, backs his man down, and scores.
I like that. That's strong.
Well done, Unverfurth. Dribble drive, Brenner in the lane, throws on the arc to the three-point shooter, Gilbert, partially blocked, good defense, Rushi. Raiders come away with it, up 5, 3:20 to go, third quarter. Over the timeline is Grojean. Far right wing, Bixler. Deep right corner, Haney. Coach Lindbergh has got his three-point shooters out there. Haney, Grojean, back to Haney. Three ball, skimming off the rim, no good. It ricochets out of bounds in the corner. 3:10 to go in the third. Rushi up 5, 23-18. 5-point lead, not secure, that's for certain. Franklin Monroe has been scoring in spurts, a better third quarter from the Jets. That's for certain, especially a good start to the period. And Franklin Monroe opens up the middle of the floor, driving down the lane, Riffle lays it up on the iron, no good. Stick back, no, but a foul on Rushi. Rushi fans don't like it. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. I think so.
He fell over top of him. But that was the third on him for first, so. three on Unverfurth, who's trying to contain Blake Riffle, who's hobbling around a little bit. That was a physical play below the basket.
He went down hard.
23-18 Rushi, 23-19 Rushi. Free throw good, 2:51 to go third quarter. Both Jackson Center and Rushi having their hands full here on this Saturday afternoon at Pickwa's Garbery Gym in the D7 Boys District. Second foul shot, swish, and it's 23-20. Rushi up three, 2:45 to go, third quarter. Straight away Grojean against the zone. Far right side to Gubo. Back to Grojean. Grojean dribbling, steps behind the foul line, shoots it up, it's on the rim, rolling no good. Stick back, missed, but a foul. Well done on the offensive glass by Rushi. Good work by Voisard, he gets two. 2:32 left in the third. Rushi up three. Voisard to push the spread to five. If he can make twice. First one, lot of rim, no good. Off to the right. 23-20 Raiders, second shot, Michael Voisard. Three or four bounces, up and in. 24-20 Rushi. 2:32 to go, third quarter. Franklin Monroe to midcourt. Jackson Center had a difficult time with Newton. Finally pulled away a little bit late to take the earlier game. 43-37. Franklin Monroe gets away with a real sloppy pass. Ball rolled over the shoulder of a Rushi player. And head coach Troy Myers gets a timeout. 2:10 to go here in the third. 24-20 Rushi on scorersbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, we are down to 2:10 left in the third. 24-20, Raiders up four. Jets have the ball. Franklin Monroe inbounds backcourt. Handled by Gilbert. Weave is on. Here's Braxton Cool. Now Blake Riffle at the elbow. Straight away shooting the fading three ball, Braden Gilbert, and you can tell by the roar from the FM crowd, he poured it through. Good looking trifecta by Gilbert, and the Jets are within one, closest Franklin Monroe has been since early on first quarter. Rushi attacks, down inside, a shot from 8 feet, no good by Bergman, stick back, good! Bergman going to work.
Yeah, the first one was halfway down and came back out, and he was alert, went, grabbed it, and they had no choice but to foul him.
Oh, that's a big comeback by Rushi. Bergman at the stripe, chance for a three-point play to push the lead to four. It is front rim. Nope. Rebound FM. 26-23. Rushi, a minute 30 left to go here in the third quarter. FM at close within one. 24-23. Near side, Brenner fakes right, goes left, bullies his way down the lane, forces up a short running shot. He's hacked on the arm. Tell you what, this Lucas Brenner, he plays power forward like an inside linebacker.
Yeah, he's physical.
Two free throws, Brenner. First one, no good. It banged off the heel. kind of shoots a free throw like a linebacker, too.
Yep, little heavy. Second shot coming. 26-23, Rushi. Final 78 seconds, third quarter. He's got this one.
That was better.
26-24, Rushi up two. Jackson Center won the previous game. Tigers defeated Newton 43-37. It was a two-point game with 2.5, 3 minutes to go. Haney 30 feet away. Raiders spread the floor up two. Final 55 seconds, third quarter. Franklin Monroe chasing. Gubo starts to drive, pulls it back out, gives it up, gets it back. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Bergman. Now Haney. Haney's got it 40 feet from the basket. 34 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi up two, 26-24. Ball thrown middle of the floor to a cutter for Rushi, who caught it and immediately dived toward the rim. That was Bergman doing the dirty work. He was hammered, and he gets two free throws. I like the patience, the discipline of Rushi there, Chuck, getting the ball into the middle of that zone where there's a bit of an opening, and Bergman can do his thing, although he's got to cash in right at the free throw line.
He's 0 for 4 from the free throw line so far with one more to go here.
That first one, much too hard. 26-24, Rushi. 32.7 left here in the third quarter. Bergman toes the stripe again. He's bound to make this one. Can't go 0 for 5. Three dribbles by Grant on the way. A lot of rim, backboard. It is good. He hits it. 27-24, favorable bounce for Bergman. Three-point lead, Rushi. Half minute left, third quarter. This game has all the makings of going right down to the wire. With the ball for FM is Blake Riffle, 35 feet away, 17 seconds remaining. Floor opening up a little bit for Riffle, who comes to the near side with 12 to go. Still dribbling, 7 to go, top of the circle, foul line, down the lane, up and in, and a foul. Woo-wee. That was strong, mighty strong. Wow.
You can't let him get to the rim like that. If you're gonna foul him, then you need to foul him before he gets the ball off, and you need to make him stand up and make two free throws. You don't give him a layup and then hammer him.
He is so adept with that left hand.
He is a strong player, and unfortunately, it might be the reason that Roosh has got the lead, because he hasn't played for about half the
right at the time. Had a little foul trouble. Did Riffle. Well, he's got a very good left hand. His southpaw free throw is no good. 4 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi up one. Bergman stops and pops. 30-footer online. Hit the back brace. Third quarter's in the books. Raiders a scant one-point lead over FM on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, fourth quarter upcoming. Decisive 8 minutes. Rushi had a 7-point halftime lead. Jets outplayed the Raiders in the third. A nice 14-point third quarter for Franklin Monroe, Chuck.
Yeah, well, they had two sixes, and then they put a 14, so you know, that got them right back in the game. They're only down a point.
27-26, far side of the floor, inbounding Rushi. It goes to Grosjean at the timeline. Raiders have made about a half dozen threes in this game. His own defense has forced Rushi to pop the ball from the perimeter. There's a kicking violation on FM. 7:40 to go, fourth quarter. 27-26, Raiders lead by one. Jackson Center defeated Newton by six, 43-37. Boy, it was tighter than that entering the fourth quarter and through the middle part of the fourth. Here is Grojean, midcourt. Right side, it goes to Haney. He's in the corner. Bergman, mid-post, pivoting, and banks in a big shot. Eight-footer Bergman gets that one in off the window. Rushi up three, 29-26. Patience against the zone. Franklin Monroe attacks. Near side, it's cool. Hand off to Riffle, midcourt, Indians logo. Ball thrown to the post. Addis has it. Sloppy pass. Gubo on the pick. Gubo bust out. Gubo scores. What a play. Maddox Gubo, defensive gem of the night. 31-26 in favor of Rushi. Gubo, a big steal and a score. Heads up play. Here's Cool on the arc for Franklin Monroe, dribbling. What was a one-point lead a moment ago for Rushi. Now five, thanks to Bergman and Gubo with key field goals. Another overplay by Rushi. Underfirth nearly stole it, deflected the ball into backcourt. Then racing up to hardwood comes Riffle. Underfirth shoulders him. It's called a foul, and Rushi people don't like it.
Well, he thought he got fouled. He probably did. But you don't run down and get your fourth foul by just running up and bumping him. That's a senior that's making that play.
That is a tough pill to swallow. Foul four and under first. He sits, and he has been guarding Brenner or Riffle much of the time. 6:19 to go, fourth quarter. Five-point lead, Rushi. Behind the arc, Braden Gilbert chucks up a three, short. Good rebound inside Brenner. He's double-teamed. Goes up inside. It's on the rim. No good, but a foul against Rushi. Couple shots coming for Lucas Brenner of Franklin Monroe, which 1 minute ago had sliced into the Raiders' lead, trimmed it to one, and then Bergman and Gubo make critical buckets. Five-point cushion. Free throw jets. Swish. 31-27, Rushi. 6:06 left in the game.
They've outscored Rushi by five at the free throw line, and they're down four. If it wasn't for that, Rushi'd have a pretty good lead.
A good point. This Franklin Monroe team loves to bully its way into the paint. Draw foul, shoot free throws. Both of the tosses are good. 31-28, Rushi by three. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Bixler. Way out on the right, it is Gubo. Near side to Grojean. Grojean, Gubo. All of this action taking away behind the three-point line. Here's Grojean on the bounce. Far right wing, Bixler. That pass nearly went astray. Foul line, Gubo. Weaves his way through the paint area. 31-28, Rushi by three. 5:26 to go. No team fouls on Franklin Monroe. Setting, shooting the long three, and making it, Bixler. Paxton Bixler, longest shot of the game.
Well, I'll tell you what, that took guts for a freshman.
Uh-oh, offensive foul, Franklin Monroe. It's on Brenner. That's four on him. Was that Gubo took the charge?
Yep.
Whoever it was. I think it was Maddox. He stood strong. He was shouldered by the FM player. And it's 34-28, Rushi. Here's the ball inbounded. But before that, a timeout is called. 5:06 to go. Raiders up six with the ball when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning.
Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Yep, after the timeout, Raiders beat pressure, get the ball down the floor in a jiffy, missed a driving layup in traffic, rebound is jammed out of bounds off the end of the floor. Touch last by FM. Inbounded Raiders, baseline left, Underforth, 16-footer, bingo, bingo, Cooper Underforth buries it.
That's your senior move right there. He made a mistake. He came out there and just hit a nice mid-range jumper.
36-28, clutch shot by Underforth. FM down 8. They go to work on the inside. Brenner is blocked by Bergman. He got the rebound back, did Brenner, and he pivoted and took steps.
Good call
by the official.
Good call.
Raiders, Chuck, have how many threes and by how many different players?
Three, four, five. They have six by one, two, three, four, five players.
There you go. That's what you call spreading the wealth. Six threes, Berushi. Five different young men have cashed in from long range. Inside the arc of the left, it's Gubo. Back out to Underford. 8-point lead, Rushi. 4:11 to go, fourth quarter. Raiders spread the floor. Clutch baskets here in the first 4 minutes of the final stanza. Deep three, right corner, Haney, short.
Rushed it.
That would have brought down the house. It skidded off the rim. Rebound FM. Up the floor, Riffle. Riffle splits a couple defenders all the way to the rack. He's got it. Maybe a timeout, FM. Yep. Rushi up 6, 3:48 to go. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Yep, here we go, final 3:48. Bergman in backcourt for Rushi. Deals on the play to Grogene. Grogene spinning, double team comes, and it is a 10-second call on the Rushi Raiders.
Man, just look down the floor. Good pressure. I mean, they stepped up their pressure about double of what they have in their full court pressure.
Now, well done by the Jets. Give Franklin Monroe credit. 10-second violation. And FM's got the ball back, trailing by 6, 36-30, 3:26 to go, fourth quarter. Ball rolled into the post, handled there by Gilbert. Now it goes opposite, three-point line. Braxton Cool has got it for Franklin Monroe. Deals off on the play to Blake Riffle. He wants to drive. He bullies his way into the lane. Double team. Ball swipe. It's loose to the deck. Franklin Monroe manages to tumble on the basketball and get one of those cheapy timeouts.
That's a nicer way to put it than I was about to.
3 minutes, 6 seconds to go. 36-30 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank, in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Here is Cool, set to throw in for FM, but the out official has got a moving screen before the ball is even put in play, and it's on FM.
Makeup call?
I don't know, but it's big. It's really
that was
big.
A big call.
Yeah.
And he fouled out, so that's the end of Broomball also.
Yep, that's it. Fouling out Reed Broomball. Broomball, a 6 foot junior, he's gone. Rushi up 6, 3 minutes to go. Over the timeline comes Bergman, dribbling hard. Two team fouls each club. 35 feet away, it's Gubo. Gubo gets a screen from Bergman. Bergman rolls. Gubo hits another cutter, coming in from the right wing, under first, good for two. Gubo on the assist. 38-30 Rushi, 2:38 to go, fourth quarter. FM, top of the circle, Brenner weaves a bounce pass to Addis. Straight away, Riffle. Riffle swirls into the lane. He's hooked on the play. Common, 2:28 left. Ball inbounded right of the basket by FM. Playmaker Lucas Brenner. 38-30 Rushi. He goes to Riffle. Riffle back to Brenner. Brenner outside the arc on the left. Overplayed Bergman. Steal. Bergman to the cup. Got it for two. Oh, that's big.
Well, 10-point advantage now. That's a psychological.
Double-digit lead, Rushi. 2:07 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Franklin Monroe, pulling his way down the right side of the lane. Brenner, one-hander, banked it, no good. Rebound Bergman. Bergman on the run, circles the wagons, and Rushi will hang on to the ball. Work clock, 1:52 to go. Rushi in good shape now, up 40-30. Under for top of the circle, down the lane, open player Bergman. He catches, scores, but under for charge. After the assist, no basket.
That's five on Cooper.
Cooper's gone.
Boy, he did such a good job of getting in there and dishing, but then you got to jump stop. You can't just take your momentum down the lane.
Yep. Yep, the good thing is Rushi's got a cushion of 10 to work with.
Yep.
1:43 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin Monroe to midcourt. Brenner on the weave to Gilbert. There's a ball kicked into backcourt to Grojean. It rolls out of bounds. 1:31 to go. 40-30. Rushi in the lead. Jackson Center beat Newton. 43-37. Earlier today on Scores Broadcast, Cedarville girls won the Division 7 District Championship. One of the district titles. 42-39. Here's a three ball floated up outside the arc on the right by Brenner. Off the rim, no good. Rebounding foul, Rushi.
Riffle had good position that time, and they shoved him.
And that's the fifth on the Raiders.
It's also the fifth on Voisard.
Voisard fouled out?
I think so.
80 seconds to go. We got Blake Riffle towing the stripe for FM, which trails 40-30. Voisard did yeoman's work on the inside. It's been a physical game, especially this third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, that's going to be a change because he was really doing a nice job inside changing shots. So
that's where Rushi might have a little bit of an advantage. over Jackson Center. The depth on the interior, but in the taller Sayers, maybe there's some better outside shooting potential from Jackson Center. That shapes up to be a doozy on Wednesday night. Free throw missed by Franklin Monroe, which gets the rebound back. A shot no good, but a foul again on the Raiders. Previous trip to the stripe, FM made one of two. At the line here is Blake Riffle, up and good. 40-32, Rushi, 118 to go, fourth quarter.
He's up to 18 points now.
Left-hander Blake Riffle, no good off the heel. Good strong rebound by both players. One white jersey, one gold jersey. Held ball, FM gets it. 117 left, substitution. Raiders make a change.
6'4 freshman Julius Monin's checked in.
Yep. The 6'4 Monin in on the interior. The lead 8 for the Raiders. 70 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Here's Lucas Brenner, 30 feet away, 20 feet away. Near side pass to Riffle. Goes jump shot, 3-pointer. Bingo, bingo. Timeout Myers, head coach FM. 40-35. Franklin Monroe not going away. 59 seconds left. Hunt scores. Broadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Yep, Rushi's got the basketball, but only a 5-point lead. It's 40-35. It was 40-30 about 30 seconds ago. Here's Rushi inbounding in backcourt. Goes on the play to Bergman. Bergman puts his arms around the leather. He's fouled. Jets commit number 3 of the quarter. They must foul twice more to send Rushi to the stripe.
Man, you don't want Riffle to be picked. He just picked up his 4th. You certainly don't want him to get his 5th.
No, that was a mistake. Here he goes to Gubo. Gubo backcourt to Grojean. Grojean long lob down to Bergman. Bergman dumps it to Haney. Layup good. Layup good. Foul called. Apparently Bergman charged before the assist. Woo! That's a tough one to take. And that on Bergman is number 5. He's fouled out. Voisard's fouled out. It has become physical. 50.6 to go. Jets have the ball. Down only 5. We've seen a series of charging fouls in this game where the offensive player goes into the paint hard, driving with force, dishes off the ball for an easy 2, but then the offensive player who made the pass runs over a defender. And you eliminate the basket in that situation. Here's Franklin Monroe, dribble drive, left side of the lane. It is Riffle, foul on the floor. Clock stops, 40.1 to go on Rushi. That's the 6th at the stripe, whether it's shooting or non-shooting. Is Blake Riffle to cut it to 2 with 40.1 to go, fourth quarter. Shot by Riffle. In and out, no good.
Franklin Monroe out of timeouts. That could be a key.
Yeah, FM, no timeouts remaining. Rushi's got 1. 40-35 Raiders, 40 ticks to go. Second free throw, Riffle on the way. In and out, missed them both. Great rebound, Gubo. Gubo up the floor to Haney. Foul midcourt. Rushi player knocked down. Raiders can seal this thing at the free throw line, but you've got to make them.
That's the fifth foul on Riffle.
And on the Jets, that was not the fifth. Rushi doesn't shoot. Raiders ball side court. Grojean, 35.2 to go. Rushi up five. Grojean back court goes to Gubo. Gubo near side. Bixler double team. Up the left side to Haney. Haney's caught from behind. Foul. 29.5 left. Haney gets two. 5-point game. Rushi, 40-35. Tell you what, give the Jets an A+. Resilient. It would not go away.
No, their effort was outstanding. Their coach cannot be upset with the way they played.
Haney to shoot two. He's got the first one for Rushi. Good foul shot. Fine stroke. Not a lot of height. Form was fine. Carter Haney nails it. 6-point lead, Rushi. 29.5 to go. Haney again. Good again. 42-35 Raiders. 27 seconds left, fourth quarter. Dribbling hard down the floor, right corner, Brenner. Brenner in the paint, leans in. He's cracked on the arm. This guy's amazing. Unbelievably adept at drawing two-shot fouls. Brenner and Riffle all game long have done it for FM, trying to score with the clock stopped.
21. That's how they have to do it now.
Yes. 21.6 to go. Free throw good. 42-36. Lucas Brenner, 15.4 points a game. 6'1 wing player, close to 7 rebounds, 56% from the floor on the year. First free throw good, second free throw, dancing, it's on the iron, no good, fine rebound, Rushi yanked off the glass by Julius Monin, that's a big board.
Yeah.
Foul called, Monin will shoot other end, 6-point game, 20 seconds left, hey, 6 points, that's just 2 made threes.
Yeah.
You got to get one here to make it a 3-possession game.
One would feel good. You got a freshman out there who doesn't have a lot of varsity time.
Julius Monin, free throw. It's too hard. Off the back iron. It's still 42-36. Rushi up 6, 20 seconds to go. Raiders need this one. Four dribbles by Monin. Eyes the bucket. Up. No good. Back rim once, twice. It fell into the lap of an FM player. 6-point game. 14 seconds to go. Down the floor, Brenner. Spots up. Long fadeaway three. Short. No good. Rebound, Raiders. 6 seconds left. Midcourt. Rushi's got the ball. Monin's wrapped up. Fouled again. It is in the bag. Finally.
Finally.
Yep. 42-36. Rushi. 3.9 to go here in the fourth. Where the Raiders had to use a lengthy bench and every bit of Rushi willpower to get this done against a Franklin Monroe team that would not be denied. Monin missed his third straight free throw. Real tough for the freshman to come in this situation and get the job done at the stripe. You know, he's experiencing nerves to make it a 7-point game, 3.9 left. Monin shoots and makes it. 43-36. Cool in backcourt. Timeline. Won't shoot. Game over. Rushi 43. FM 36. Previous game, Jackson Center 43. Newton 37. Thanks to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Styling for 40 years at 15 Elm Street. We will style, you will smile. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Ann Turner, and Kathy Wilson at Cutaway Styling Salon. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience and your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great array of sponsors, including Frisch's, Michigan Avenue west of I-75, as popular as ever. Oh, those fabulous Frisch's favorites. They passed the test of time for 75 years. Hot fudge cake, the big boy, the fish sandwich, chili, vegetable soup, onion rings, and more. Don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar in Sydney, 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 weekends, till 9 weeknights. More popular than ever, the Frisch's dinner menu, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and spaghetti. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong, those fabulous Frisch's favorites. A showdown coming on Wednesday. Jackson Center wins by 6, Rushi by 7 in the second game here today from Pickwick Garbery Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingibush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Up Jackson Center and Rushi with hard-earned wins here today at Pickwick Garbery Gym. Jackson Center 43-37 over Newton. Rushi 43-36 over Franklin Monroe. The second game just completed here on scoresbroadcast.com. It went right down to the wire. Both Jackson Center and Rushi here today had to prove their mettle. Tigers won by 6, Raiders won by 7, and that sets up a showdown. Rushi Jackson Center here at Pickwick Garbery Gym on Wednesday, March 4th at 7:30. First game that night will feature Layman Catholic against Legacy Christian. That's on Wednesday. On Tuesday, the Fort Loramie Redskins are in action against Cedarville. That's a 6 o'clock game on Tuesday. And in the nightcap, it is Bodkins against Springfield Catholic Central. Those two games at 6 and 7:30 on Tuesday night. We'll be bypassing the girls' Division 7 regional at Vandalia Butler on Wednesday. Simply nothing we can do about it. The games overlap, Pickwick and Butler, so we are here at Pickwick. Not a real strong regional, except for the fact that the Rushi Raiders about the best team in the state, Division 7, and they are favored to take that Vidalia Butler D7 regional, no question.
Yep.
Shekinah Christian, a Central District foe, will face Rushi in a regional semifinal on Wednesday at Butler. Other game, Cedarville against the Mississinewa Middletown Christian winner. Didn't hear who won. I'm sure it's long since been over. Mississinewa the favorite. We will be here at Piqua on Wednesday simply because we've got Jackson Center Rushi going at it in one game. Layman Catholic in the opener at 6. Tigers Raiders in the nightcap Wednesday at 7:30. Fort Loramie boys back in action on Tuesday after defeating Mississinewa Valley, the opponent Cedarville, the number one seed. That's going to be a tough customer for Fort Loramie in action on Tuesday night. Other game Tuesday, the opener at 6, or I should say the second game on Tuesday at 7:30, features Bodkin, Springfield Catholic Central, and Fort Loramie Cedarville in game 1. That's the way the first part of the week shakes out. Anna boys in action against Arcanum, 5:30 tip on Monday night from Northmont. Let's take a look at this game, Chuck. Won by the Raiders. Was not an easy victory, that's for sure. Zone defense from Franklin Monroe seemed to thwart Rushi at times. Did make enough threes to enable Rushi to carry its offense. Got the ball in a good shooting range eventually, a few times, short corner in the post, and pull out a 7-point win.
Yeah, they kind of settled a little bit. It is so easy to catch the ball against the zone and go, I'm open.
Yep.
But you can get that shot anytime you want against the zone. They did a better job in the second half of moving it and getting it into the corner, getting to the short corner, getting the ball in the lane.
So many fouls in this game.
Lots of fouls, lots of free throws. Franklin Monroe was 11 of 20 from the free throw line, and Rushi was 5 of 13. So neither one of them shot free throws very well.
You know what? In the girls' game this morning, in this game we just covered, in the two games covered today on Scores Broadcast, the four teams combined for 34 missed free throws.
Yeah,
17 in the morning game, 17 this afternoon.
Well, at least they're consistent. But what's good on the Rushi side, they only turned the ball four times in the whole game. Franklin Monroe turned it 11, which is not bad either.
Nope.
Individual scoring for Franklin Monroe, they were led by Blake Riffle with 21. He had a terrific second half. He scored 17 in the second half. Then Brenner had 8, Gilbert had 6, and they got a free throw from Addis. They scored 36. My Sour Mugs player of the game is going to be Blake Riffle. On the other side, a lot more balance like it always is. Grant Bergman, 14 points, had a terrific game.
Yep.
Underfirth had 9. They got 6 from Bixler and 5 each from Gubo and Haney. And maybe a little surprising, but looking at the whole game, I'm going to go with Maddox Gubo. I thought that he was terrific defensively. He rebounded well. He just really gave him a calmness as a senior out there, and I thought he deserves the Sour Mugs player of the game.
Yeah, he's an unsung hero, that's for sure. A stat you recited that doesn't always jump off the page. 4 turnovers. Rushi plays so scrappy, so hard, so tenacious, and just 4 mistakes.
Yep.
They play so many players that 4 turnovers doesn't jump off the page, but it should. That wins ball games.
Well, yeah, 4 turnovers. As a coach, there was never a game where I went, you had 4 turnovers. Maybe in the first 3 minutes.
Sour Mugs presents this segment of a broadcast, Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs in Piqua in the Social, in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Oh, what a day here on scoresbroadcast.com. This morning, Fort Loramie knocked out of the tournament. The girls were beaten by Cedarville 42-39. Fort Loramie wound up 15-10 on the season. We'll get healthy, better, improved, deeper roster next year. Schedule lightens up. All those tough road games are home games in 26-27. Kudos to Cedarville. Won it with a real good performance from Maria Christian. She poured in 26. On to the regional for Cedarville. Cedarville in the regional, the Sweet 16, next Wednesday at Butler. Will play Mississinewa or Middletown Christian. Shekinah Christian comes over from the Central District to take on the favorite to win the regional, the Rushi Raiders, my favorite to win the state in girls D7.
They may want to not put enough gas in the bus, then they just can't quite make it because I don't think they have a shot.
We've got boys action, doubleheader Tuesday and Wednesday on the air at 5:25 both nights. Check out the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update it over the next 24 hours or so. Monday night, Anna boys in action against Arcanum. Another game Anna can win, that's for sure. 5:30 tip on the air at 4:55 on Monday night. It's been a grandiose day. Hope you enjoyed the coverage, online listeners. We appreciate you tuning in. Thanks so much. And gratitude to all of our great sponsors, including LaCal Equipment, the Scores founding partner back in 06 and 07, with us ever since. Wouldn't be here today without LaCal. Our great host of Fort Loramie sponsors, most all of which have been with us for 17, 18 years. Thank you so much. And as well, thanks to Osgood Bank, on the air for a dozen years with us. Osgood Bank, located in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Jack Kramer saying good evening to you. I think it's a good evening or a good late afternoon.
5:11. Pre-evening.
There we go. I like that. Like that. Good pre-evening to you from here at Garber Gym in Piqua. Again, final scores today on scoresbroadcast.com. And the game just completed. Rushi 43, Franklin Monroe 36. Earlier today, Fort Loramie was beaten by the Cedarville girls 42-39. Jack Kramer saying, good evening, everybody, on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.